the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, you.
Well, we got a big day. Today is National Cheese Day.
Oh, God.
Cheese.
Don't turn me into some Havarti, okay?
I'm not going to turn you into anything.
Make Fat Boy Swiss
string
cheese. Put holes in him.
He wants to be Swiss.
Put holes in somebody's files here in a second.
It's also National Hug Your Cat Day.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
To hug your cat.
Oh, I see.
Don't you have a cat?
My daughter does.
Well, you got to go hug that cat.
What's his name?
Hug the kitty.
That sounds like a new song by Glorilla.
Hug
that kitty.
Hug that cat. Come hug my cat.
Hug my cat.
It ain't humane society. In my bedroom. I just got permission.
Well, are you cheese obsessed? I think charcuterie kind of changed on that, where people put together the whole board.
Yeah.
I love that the terminology is fun. Like charcuterie, I mean, I say it. It's probably one of the most international words that I say on the reg. But calling it a board, that's like...
What do you put it on?
It's a tray. I don't know why it has to be a board. I know it's a cutting board sometimes, but sometimes it looks like a... God, I almost really just cussed hard. A freaking paddle. Like, they bring you out.
Like a big one.
It's on a paddle. It's like... And you never know. If you're in Sturgis, they might... After you eat that little chutney and raisins and the little feta cheese and the little crackers or whatever, they might bend you over and spank you with it.
It's not enough meat.
That's what they do in Sturgis. You take that shot and then they punch you in the nose or something. That boy showed me.
They really will.
Or she like slaps you with her boobs or something.
Wow. Both. Wow. And they're painted like frog eyes.
Yeah. Kiss you like a frog.
I don't know where you go during your day. But...
I just see videos from Jesse James Dupree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I live vicariously through him.
So there was a study that was done, and they had to list the most cheese-enthusiastic states, and somehow Wisconsin didn't make the cut, unfortunately.
I almost pulled a U.
I've got audio from
there. What about Green Bay?
Yeah?
I got audio from the study, actually, if you want to hear it.
I've dropped down on one knee, grab your hand, and give it a kiss from a frog.
Oh, gosh.
The frog. And I will lick your hand before I give it back to you.
It's his way of telling you he had genital warts.
That's what it was.
Now you got it.
How did we never think of that before?
It's my gift to you.
It's like if somebody said, hey, man, I got warts. What your first thought is genital, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody thinks about the other ones.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's kind of gross.
I've seen gross.
You know, had to look at pictures of that kind of stuff.
Well, you stay off my phone.
Gross. No. It's like you don't want to touch anybody that has anything
photos.
Like that.
No. Jeremy Clement sent me.
Jug.
He said, does this look right?
Guys, what's going on here?
What is America's favorite cheese? And according to this, it is.
Cheddar.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sharp.
77%.
Because people think, oh yeah, that's a. I like a. I like a
brie?
I forget the terminology. No, I like brie. I like Nikki as far as Bella twins go, but brie as far as cheese.
Brie's
goes.
Good.
I'm Beller.
What is the one that it looks like feta and it has green things in it? Little
like Greek cheese or
is it Greek? Is it just called Greek cheese? I don't know either.
Goat cheese.
I don't know. There, it's a style of cheese, and it's like
I don't want to look it up either.
I don't either. Yeah. It has like pieces of green in it, like of some kind of green leaf.
Well, green mozzarella cheese. Is a second place. And then,
but I eat weed cheese, guys.
Weed cheese.
Probably
nice.
And then, of course, Parmesan, and then American cheese, and then we go down the list.
Parmesan.
That's how exactly how I say it, Parmesan.
Yeah.
Monterey Jack. 53% of the people out there like that Monterey Jack cheese.
I don't like that one.
No, I don't
Swiss, on the lower end.
Is that what you're thinking of, Monterey Jack?
No.
Is that
the... No, this is...
All right, I'll look it up and I'll tell you, because I want to know now.
Cream cheese. I like cream cheese.
Cream
cheese.
You know, I told you about that health study thing that I had done. I got this thing for Christmas that you send in. I thought it was you had to send in pubic hair, but it's just regular hair. And then it tells you what types of food you should avoid because mm-hmm. they just don't go well with your body composition. And part of it was very vindicating because things that I despise, that I've always disposed.
That you thought was disgusting?
Yes. Turns out my body doesn't do well with it. But when it came to cheese, Havarti. And I love Havarti cheese.
Havarti? What does it taste like?
It's kind of like a sharper Swiss. It's kind of like... I sound gay, by the way, I'm describing this. But it sounds... it feels very... sharp, but then dull.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
See, I love brie.
And brie's nut.
Some good, like a baguette or some kind of like.
Hey, watch your mouth, Paige.
You are the bag hag.
I like nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese.
You like cheese that is not yours.
It's nacho mm-hmm. cheese.
Nacho cheese.
Yeah, I can't find the green cheese. Now this pops
it's
up.
It's not green cheese. It's white cheese that has green. What am I doing?
Is it like marbly looking in the cheese?
No, it's not like
a. Or it's like chunks.
I don't know.
This says Sage Derby.
Maybe that's it.
I never heard of it, but it says certain.
It was that a charcuterie thing?
Roquefort or Gorgonzola?
I think that's it.
That's a type of blue cheese.
Oh, that's not it.
It says features veins of blue-green mold running through a creamy white.
That's not my style there. Know.
Pesto Gouda?
Mm. You are.
Gouda cheese is really good.
Chèvre.
With the red. I like Gouda.
Gosh, too many cheeses. Fromunda? Was that what it was?
No. Please. I am.
Mozzarella is the best for pizza.
It's like I just lose my mind. I'm sitting here like...
Up in here.
I wrote in here, white cheese with green leaves. What?
I'm gonna type that exactly how you
leaves.
Said it.
Leaves.
Like chives?
Oh, Paige.
It says you were most likely thinking of Sage Derby.
That may be it.
The semi-hard English cheese infused.
Boom, that's it. That's it. That is it.
Are you just saying that?
No, I
it's
Googled
Sage?
Yes,
okay.
That's it.
Sage Derby.
Yeah. Well, you mean what I just, you know me, I don't like any kind of unresolved thing.
Oh my God, listen to this one. I can't pronounce it, but it's a firm white grilling cheese that is garnished with fresh green mint leaves. It's mint cheese.
That sounds good.
Halloumi? Halloumi.
Halloumide. Is it spelled like salami with an H?
No, it's Halloumi. Not capicola either, which would be gabagool.
Oh, yeah, gabagool.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah. Sounds like a bad prison.
Yeah, I feel like I smell all these cheeses now.
Makes me hungry.
So well, put your shoes back on.
Feta cheese smells like.
I can't.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Feta.
Oh. Like if there was some kind of like new Trump mandate, it's like pick one cheese and stick with it.
You would
have feta.
It would be feta for sure.
I don't like anything goat. Like
we love the canned cheese. Canned cheese. Put it in your mouth. It's good. It's very good. Well, cheese in a can.
That text said, look at you. None of you said American. Because, I mean,
what is it? Like, what is an American cheese?
It's a cheese product.
Yeah.
It's not a cheese. That's so weird.
That's what you feed your dogs. They like American cheese. Cheese slices.
You know what? Look.
To give them their pills.
We used to feed dogs horses.
What?
Yeah. That was the dog food.
Horse meat in the dog food?
Yeah, man.
You'd bury them upside down.
And if it wasn't that, it was freaking glue. Like, so wild. It makes you wonder what they could do with the human body. If they could turn your body into glue that people would make crafts out of, would you donate your body to that?
Make a lot of crafts.
I'd donate my body to Michael's.
I've already donated it to science. Why not crafts?
God.
I'm dead. It won't matter.
AC Moore, shout out.
I'm going to study your brain.
front page of those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
You just want to hang his.
Oh, Lord.
Is that they still call that hanging brains?
I think it's called lynching brains.
with the when you fall out of the shorts.
I know what you meant. I was making a double entendre.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, I'm having computer issues.
I know. I don't.
Sorry.
You're having issues in general.
Man, it sucks.
You're like a magazine. I get it. I tell you a million times. I think you think I'm just patronizing you or whatever. But like, you got a lot to deal with over there, but then you got other hands on it, and it's aggravating. And then I'm loyal to you, so I get mad at them for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to deal with every day. In the afternoons, too, but it's like you feel the forces working against you.
Well, I felt a curse on my life for quite some time.
But if I just, hands up and stop, that's when the questions come.
Yeah.
Hey, come in here for a second. This turnip's about out of blood, buddy.
Well, it's imagine your iCloud, and I'm not even talking about, just thinking, everybody in your family is on the same iCloud.
Yeah.
And they're like, Apple's like, hey, you need to add some more gigs we're going to.
Which is exactly what I had to do.
And then you got your uncle who lives there with you. For some reason, I was trying to pick. You're picking on. The uncle's got like 50 pictures of every shot, Let's take five more just to make sure. Never deletes any of them. And that's what you got there. You got a bunch of non-needed bourgeois.
That example was, exactly what I'm going through.
Wow.
I'm like, because our family account, nobody deletes pictures or videos. They got thousands on the cloud.
Y'all have, now.
And I got to buy extra storage.
That's interesting. See, that's one thing I.
I had 263 pictures and videos, and that's too much.
Yeah, but you. Did I tell you or did you tell me? It's probably you told me about the, if you see you want to screenshot, let's say Paige puts a provocative photo on, and I don't just share it to you, but if I wanted to screenshot it, I don't have to screenshot it and save it to my phone. I can copy and delete.
Oh.
So I copy it onto my clipboard, then drop it into the text, and then it's never there. But I want to go back to this. So does everybody look at... You're not all looking at each other's pictures, are you?
No, I can't see them.
Oh.
So whatever they have, it's on their phone.
Let me ask you something.
Their cloud.
If you went in to pay the bill, yeah. Let's pretend they're not going to hear this. Be the real Jeremy here. Let's say you went in to do it, and it said, oh, issue with your iCloud, and you go click on it, and suddenly you have everyone's folders. Are you going to look me, freaking me in the eyes and tell me you're not going to flip through?
Well, it's on the computer anyways.
So. I wouldn't want to.
I can look on the computer if I wanted to.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Have you?
I really don't. I don't care about Snoop. But a lot of this stuff is, stuff for making a reel or whatever, family pictures. But still, yeah. It's over years and years of just not deleting.
But.
I know I have at least, there are people out there that have thousands and thousands. I don't get it, but I don't know. I feel like 200 is too much. We need another computer in here too, by the way. So
another whole computer?
Yeah. If you want to get on that, Chris.
Right.
I was going to. How can I find the number? I was going to tell you because I pay a ridiculous amount of money for extra. Cloud,
I think
whatever.
I got the extra $5 one, the cheaper one. Then.
But where can I find that? I sound so old right now.
So if you go to your picture in the settings,
yeah,
and you mash on your face, it should say what you got under the. I got 400 gig of iCloud, and that was the extra I had to get. Which ain't
I have
that much
4 TB.
God, I'm stuck. Wow.
20,094 items. I guess that's photos.
Oh, that saved your cloud?
Yeah.
See, here's the, I have 21.
That's just me, too.
Well, I constantly have to delete our group text because it takes up so much space.
Yeah.
I've got 21 gig of text messages on the cloud, and I don't, like, I shouldn't. I don't need that much text message.
That sounds like you're blackmailing people.
Like, I don't.
What are you doing?
I don't know why it saves that much.
Well, but so the question is like.
4 terabytes. That is massive.
But this is all like work, life, business, everything.
Would you even know what to search if you wanted to go back and look
that,
for stuff?
That's the thing that's great. Like, I can. I mean, everybody has this. I mean, you know, like you go down, you open the collections, and there it says people. And it's like, oh, show me all pictures of Paige on my phone. Look, watch. Boom. There you are over the years.
Oh, wow.
There you are. Look at this. How cool.
What if you type in the T word? What comes up then?
Well, it depends on which T word you're thinking about. Well, it's still pictures of Paige. Oddly enough. Wow.
Sorry for that.
But so, like, and again... I got better about it, like printing out actual photos, but then putting them into a photo album. And then it's like, so there, when do you go through a photo album? When? When you're sad?
Yes.
I know.
I can't. Like the family stuff, it just breaks my heart.
It's like, I don't want...
trying to put something together for like a memorial or whatever.
Yeah.
Generally.
That kind of stuff. But then, you know... Now, you know, I've also deleted many things over the years, too, which is, it kind of breaks up the timeline on your, like, when you look at your phone, it's like, especially when it breaks it up into years and months, like it'll do, it's like, good Lord, I didn't do anything for 6 months, and I'm like,
there you go.
Yeah, because it puts it in month and date.
Yeah, year, right? And it's like, if like, police found my phone, they're like, God, he didn't do anything for like patches at a time. And then they're like, oh, okay, now it makes sense. Look at his social media, you know.
I want to see how much.
I'm the kind of person that like will like, I mean, I'm not saying this with any harshness or whatever, but like I delete, you know, pictures of exes. I mean.
Like, that makes sense.
I mean, not in any kind of like heinous way, but like, you know, but it does break up, especially like on, yeah, everybody knows. You see somebody who's on there, it's like, let's just pick a round number and say 40. Who 40?
Who 40?
It was you. You smelt it. Mm. Somebody's 40 and you see a bunch of recent photos and then no photos and then they're 25 again. It's like, uh-oh, they got divorced and they deleted all those features. That's wild, right? And I know the same thing.
I tried to look up how much total storage Apple has and like on the cloud for everybody.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really say, but it says people think it's 8 million terabytes.
So, okay. I don't know what that means. Well, that just means...
And you got 4 just on yours.
Whoa.
So 8 million of those.
It's a lot.
But, the whole world.
But what... Again, I'm ignorant to this. How does that size, what's the cut on that, the limit? Like, can they get bigger? Where is this being held at, literally?
Is that where the data centers come into play?
No crap. Like, where is the cloud?
We're going to need them locally just for, well, you look at...
they're offering it and put them on your houses now.
Look at Spectrum, like...
no kidding. You have a mini data center on your house.
Well, that's what you're going to need.
Yeah, to offset the power.
Well, I mean, in all the... photos from your security cameras.
Paige and her damn Instagram is part of the reason we're having to build so many data centers.
Really? Because of me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some of those. Were you talking about cutting off somebody's nuts? I'm like, man.
I didn't talk about that. That was a sign that I saw on the side of the road and took a picture of it.
That was a sign?
Let me go back.
What, for vasectomies?
I want to get this right.
Sorry, I had a mouthful of drink.
No, I was
not
on
scissor, but just drink.
Leaving the grocery store and saw a sign, so I took.
Okay, so it's a sign that says okay. it says it's a junk removal sign, and then she comments, "I'll remove your junk for free." Scissors emoji.
Lord, scissors emoji. Hell? That sounds like that's some kind of lesbian.
Well, instead
kind
of $100, I'll do it for free.
Why can't I turn this pineapple upside down, emoji apple?
Look, here, she's the horny vampire walking down the empty street.
There was one you posted twice. I'm sorry, I'm not near Mike. I had to get this crick out of my neck. It's Pebble Crick.
He's got any fish in it?
There was one. God, let me just fall into the trap here. Are you doing another movie where you're? Ah, Lord.
Are you going to play another whore?
I'm going into the freaking page rabbit hole. You put out these, like, almost like you're doing these cryptic teases. And it's like one of them said.
Okay.
It shows. Now, here's the thing. I know because I know you, and I've known you for 25 years, and hear you talk about all this stuff. But for someone to see a picture or a video of you walking down wearing this. You're dressed as a witch and you got fangs or whatever, and it just says she's back. People are going to be like, what?
Like,
now,
something
I
missed.
Followed your movie career. But what?
Okay, the premise.
It's like a tease, okay, tease
it's,
trailer.
It's kind of like a joke because me and some other characters from He Drives at Night want to bring our characters back to life, and then I'm trying to write something, but it's okay. Not going to go.
Wait a minute.
It's not going to go that way because.
That's the key thing, back to life, because I was about to say, there ain't many people left in that movie.
So,
spoiler alert.
This would be a prequel because you were murdered.
I was.
So it would be a prequel, or would you get like struck by lightning like Jason did?
I don't know.
I'll do the prequel.
Working on it.
I just went full Southern on Jason.
But I have...
Jason Tatum.
I have a few characters from the movie that want to be in it, and they're bugging me, and it's
would
kind of a joke.
Would that be a spinoff? Like, are you doing this with the permission of the guy who drove at night?
Well, he said I can do it, but he's not going to invest any money into it, and I understand.
What?
It's just kind of fun.
It's his property.
It's kind of fun, huh?
It's his property at this point.
He's not licensing it to you?
No, I'm not going to use the whole thing from that movie. I'm going to create something.
I want to see how she became a hooker. Like, what age was she?
Yeah, like, was it like fancy?
Was she like 15?
Well, I think the premise of this and all the characters and the women that I'm talking to is, like, we're getting back all the people that tortured us before we were killed in our lives.
Now,
this could be good.
But your part of the movie was semi-minor because you did play a prostitute that was murdered with laughter.
A daytime hooker, too.
But so all the people that he murdered are going to come back to life and then go...
Well,
kill him back. Like
I don't know if I'm going to use that premise of that, but it's kind
of good.
Like,
I have licensing on it.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just talking to people that were in the movie and seeing what. Because I did write a vampire movie before.
Oh, Lord.
What is it called?
Well, yeah, the premise of that movie was there were girls.
Glampire.
No, there were girls in a town that were picked on, and they were bullied in school. So their parents sent them to, like, fat camp. But in fact...
Wait a minute, I have IP on that as well.
Yeah. Well, they went to fat camp, but they came back vampires. And they killed all the people that were mean to them.
What the hell happened in fat camp? That's what we got to figure out.
They get bit by a bat?
Well, the characters that ran Fat Camp were really vampires. And they were preying on the city at night. But they were the most beautiful people there.
Why are they fat, cool. though?
Huh?
Because they have more blood. They want the fat kids because they have more blood.
They ate the diabetics.
it's just silly.
I like the concept of it, though.
Yeah.
Fat Vampire Camp.
That could be the name.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just working on stuff and building characters and seeing where it's going to go from.
But if Paige writes it, they're probably gay because that's where she leans.
No, I have. Somebody sent me a picture.
I'm writing things and building characters. You saw my grandson playing Minecraft.
I don't know what I'm going to do. It's just fun. I don't know. But I always wanted to do that fat camp thing because the script was really good.
You know, so the big run, though, is to be sympathetic for the villain. That's what all the movies do now. Like, you know, like in Superman, nobody likes Superman. They don't like Superman himself.
But I like the way Stephen King writes, where it's metaphor and simile, and you have a protagonist and antagonist, so there's a mission to go all the way through it.
I had an Uncle Tagonist. Go to break.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The hell's wrong with this thing?
Brian Adams.
Brian. I was talking to Captain America here. Our boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Evans joining us in studio.
Yes.
The freaking man himself. Chris is Chris is a good dude. I sound like Trump when I say that.
It's good. We love him.
I sound like somebody, a politician who paid him for an endorsement.
We love the beard. We love how he goes around and fixes everything in the room.
Love you, Lindsay. Love you, Lindsay. Yes, Chris is in here. Not the Chris. Well, you know what? In my world, you are the Chris Evans. I will say that.
Thank you.
The only one.
But not the Captain America Chris Evans. But Fat Boy was, you know, in here gropping about people saving too much stuff. And
mainly, look, Paige is part of the problem. She's got too much stuff. You hoarder. You freaking hoarder.
Well.
Go ahead and hoard away. Probably got scripts on there.
She just says, well.
You're not as much a hoarder as the Stone Man, but you. It's like a race between you two. Nah, keep whatever I want,
mean,
fatty.
I mean, people call in, I record, you know, requests, etc.
It's just
interviews that I have in there.
We need a data center in here, Chris.
No! No!
Not controversial at all.
We're not going to take down Lowe's to put an Odyssey data center there.
You think it's hot in here now.
God dang, I know. Wouldn't be able to drink the water.
Oh, it is hot in that room back there. I'm saying if there was a room with, you know.
God, how hot does that room get back there with all the servers in there, Chris Evans? Roughly guessing.
Well, it actually doesn't get that hot because we have a dedicated air conditioner just for that room.
Oh, we need one of those, too.
It I want dumps a dedicated one.
Cold air into that room 24/7.
It has to, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're part of the problem, too, then.
We are.
Does it make a lot of dirty water, though?
You ever mine for Bitcoin back there with those things?
Don't lie.
Negative.
Farcoin?
None of the cryptos.
Farcoin is...
None of the cryptos,
I thought you said Fartcoin.
Then he did. Fartcoin was a very popular crypto.
He put 500 on Fartcoin and made like
70. He definitely would.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I could just ask for a new computer, but I know it's not that easy to
so
get one.
It's not, although I have to say that I'm pretty sure I was prepping one to move in here, and I just haven't done it yet. So... but now that there's something wrong with this one, you know, I got a reason. So
trying to move
it up to the top of the list.
Trying to get it for the boss intervenes like, hey, right. Yeah, guys.
I just imagine Joe from Portugal is right now. Who cares about this stuff?
Who cares about your computer problems?
Why do you talk about your problems like
this? Well, I think there may be an easier solution here, but because this, you're right. Paige does take up a lot of room, but it's only about half this drive, so.
Good Lord.
Me? Joe. I'm the worst offender.
No, you're not the worst. He mentioned Stoneman's worse, but my point is
he hadn't even been here but 6 months.
I know. We had to move everything from Classic Rock.
Ah!
Look at that.
I don't know why he's going to use it. It's the wrong station.
We moved Stoneman in.
It's part of their resume.
That's right.
Not only did he bring all his records, he brought all his files, too.
Yeah.
Dang it, Stoney. No, well, I'm glad you cleaned
up. But my point is that this is only taking up about half the drive. So the other half that's taken up is something else. And I got to find that. And my guess is that it's like...
It's a virus.
It's probably temporary files from Audition.
I hope it's not.
I can find them and delete them. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
I can do that.
I hope it's not like that, man.
Let me ask you this. Do you hate us?
No. I like everybody. I don't hate anybody.
Who do you like the least in the building?
You can just point if you want to.
Point in the direction. We won't reveal.
If it's me, I understand. I bug him the most.
I gotta think about it. I make a point not to hate anybody.
Well, you're being diplomatic.
It wears on you. You hate people?
Look at my hand.
That's all you think about.
No.
I knew it.
There are people who cause my problems. I will say, actually, one of the people that I dislike the least doesn't work here anymore.
Wow,
we could probably nail it in three guesses, too.
Wow.
You know, that's one of the reasons I like you so much. We agree on that. But nevertheless, let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
Let's leave it there.
I think that's... Diplomatic,
don't want to get
you
as you put it.
Very diplomatic.
How about that, Joe?
Take that, Joe.
Joe's good. One of the biggest frustrations, I will say, is that whenever something happens, and I understand, I got to go all around the building and fix stuff. whenever something happens, it's an emergency for whoever it's happening to, but it's my job to fix it, and it's the only thing. Because it's the only thing to them in that moment.
Yes.
But I've got, they don't understand. I've got like 17 other things on my list.
That's been me before. Yeah. I know it has. So.
Why are we not allowed in the TV room? The new TV room they built.
The new TV. Oh, that. The video studio.
I'm not.
Because the powers that be are very protective of it.
They my God.
I know. I think overly so. I would like to, you know.
You know, what do you want to do in there? I'm the only picture on the building that has a light on it now.
Yeah. You haven't even seen it?
Do you think after the primary, I promise I won't move a chair. I'll just go in there and look. Maybe they'll let us in.
I'll give you a tour. I'll take you in there.
I would like to see
it. What are we, in summer school?
Yes.
It's locked, man. That sucker's like Fort Knox. You cannot get in. They got retinal scans. No,
they're very, yes, they're very, very protective of it.
Yeah.
It's God forbid you move Ron Reddy's chair.
After a year, it'll be, you know, the shine will wear off of it, and they'll be like, yeah, just leave the door open.
Is it true they had to put a high chair in there for Ron Reddy? don't answer that.
No, right. I didn't hear that. No,
wow. I'll talk to Ray Hammer.
Not sure about the furniture.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
That was entertaining to me at least. I thought
Joe, I think you'd like it too.
Joe, I think would like it.
Joe,
did you hear that earlier, Chris? We had a
Mexican from Portugal named Joe.
No. He's a Portuguese.
So bad.
He's Portuguese from Mexico.
Nope.
That's what it was. Okay. Yeah. He was on a cruise ship and he stayed here. That's what it was.
Fell in love with a woman from Florida.
Who's not big.
And then, on a cruise. That happens on cruise ships.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
She's regular size.
Yeah. And he fell in love with her and he stayed here. And I
think that's so romantic.
We were trying to figure out, like, what do people from other countries not like about us, whatever. And he said that Americans think everything has a price on it. Like, we should be able to buy anything we want to buy.
Well, there's a mentality, you know, everybody's got a price. Everything's got a price. You know, they say,
money,
right. They say, it's not for sale. But I mean, if you came up with a number, you probably find out it is for sale.
Everybody's got a price.
Yep. Just about anything.
But we can only do that.
On the phone. They want to speak.
Okay.
You.
Yeah. That's okay.
Some cost
a
little.
Me before.
Some cost a lot.
Wow.
Son of a bitch.
Just shoot over there. What's going on that one?
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.